This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, but out of the wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it hidden. So we don't know which night it is. And as a result, a person works throughout the last 10 nights of Ramadan in order to get Laylatul Qadr. So it can only go to those who are hardworking. What is the attraction of Laylatul Qadr?
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So if someone was to come to us and say, if you buy this product, one of them, you will get 1,000 more for free, we would jump at that offer. But when it comes to reward, we find ourselves slacking. Ah, well, it's 10 nights I've got to do ibadah for. Get up, stand up, go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah. It's time. Now's the time to do it. If you don't get that reward right now, when are you going to get it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that opportunity. It's time to stand up and take hold of that opportunity. What should I do in Laylatul Qadr? Well, one of the greatest ibadat is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. And salah, because we have the ta'zeem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the declaration of His greatness. We have the recitation of the Quran. So there are these two acts of worship. And then there is also dua in salah. So you're also calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your sajda, asking Him for goodness, asking Him for whatever your heart's desire. So there is a gathering of the various ibadat in salah. In addition to this, you can take out time to separate each act of worship and do it on its own as well. So salah, dua, qira'atul Quran, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these can be done on their own as well. Aisha radiyallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? So he said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving and you love to forgive, so forgive me. You see, there's the declaration of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-afu. You're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by declaring this glorious name of His, and then you're telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love to forgive. Here I am asking you for your forgiveness, so forgive me. This is a beautiful dua that should be recited on Laylatul Qadr. Don't miss the opportunity to look for Laylatul Qadr, to work hard in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, even if that means that perhaps for those 10 days, for those last 10 days of Ramadan, your attention will be off the rest of your activities. Alhamdulillah, sacrifice from those activities for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will earn a great reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to find Laylatul Qadr and the ability to act within that night. Ameen.